I am Thomas Tate, age 94. Can you imagine? Tom Tate is alive.
Tom Tate is alive. It's pretty amazing when you hear his story. It began when he was only 27 years old, a young British airman flying special ops in World War II. One day, flying a mission over the German countryside, Tom's plane was shot down.
And we were shot down on the way home, and one of our engines was set on fire, and the pilot decided that we should all bail out.
So Tom and his crew ejected. He had no idea what he was about to find on the ground.
I landed and wandered around, and it was on the edge of a town, and I met another member of the crew, and we sort of walked.
Tom and the rest of the crew stumbled into what they thought was an ordinary German village. What they didn't know was that the town had just been carpet bombed by the British, an attack that killed over 18,000 people. They were entering a completely decimated area where locals had nothing left to lose and everything to be vengeful about. An angry mob surrounded Tom and the other airmen and captured them.
A mob of people marched us down the road, and I was held by about three or four civilians. And going down the road, I was beaten across the head with something. I realized that they were going to kill us.
Surrounded by this angry mob, Tom Tate knew he had only one option. Somehow, he had to escape.
How did I know that? Because instinct told me that they were going to deal with me without sympathy.
Tom realized it wasn't just an angry mob. This was a lynch mob.
I was beaten up and taken further down the road. And when we got round the corner, we went past the barn. And I could see about 10 ropes hanging from the woodwork. That's when I thought we were going to be hung.
So Tom made his first move.
I turned around and I broke away from the crowd of people. And as soon as I ran up the road, I said to myself, now I've done it, they'll shoot me. And as soon as I got up the road, I ran across the fields and into the forest and hid under the shrubs. There were some shrubs there, and I hid under there.
Tom hid himself in the forest all night as townspeople searched within feet of where he lay. He eventually fell asleep and actually made it through to the next day. But then he realized he was in real trouble.
I had no shoes, no socks. My feet were torn to pieces. And then I walked into a unit of German troops and I gave myself up.
Tom dragged himself to an enemy base and surrendered to a group of Nazi soldiers. In comparison to the angry mob, they actually seemed like the lesser of two evils. The Nazis protected Tom. The soldiers treated him decently, but the town was still bloodthirsty, chanting, demanding that the Nazis give up Tom Tate. Amidst the calls for murder, one local woman saw her way clear to a moment of kindness. She'd heard of Tom's shoeless escape, and she wrapped up a pair of boots.
At that point, my feet were torn. I had a crawl everywhere. Very, very, very painful. And there was a lady, and she gave the soldier a pair of boots to give to me.
After 8 weeks as a POW, he was flown home to England. But the five other crewmen who'd bailed out of the plane with him over the German countryside, they never made it home. They were executed by the angry mob and buried beneath five wooden crosses in the town center.
Well, pretty dreadful, but there's nothing I could do about it, except I had to be grateful to Madame Fate for preserving me. And I said I would never go to Germany again.
But 50 years later, Tom walked once more into this small German village, a town that had once been so hungry for revenge, now wanted to atone for its past. And they discovered that Tom Tate still lived.
Can you imagine? Tom Tate is alive.
And they invited him back to apologize.
When I arrived there, I was welcomed by everybody. I've never been kissed by so many ladies in all my life.
There is one lady in particular, a lady about his age, that Tom wanted to meet. Her name was Emily, and about 50 years earlier, she'd given him a pair of boots. So the townspeople took Tom to Emily's home.
I took her flowers and box of chocolates. Well, she could only speak very little English, and I could speak hardly any German, so we got on jolly well. She was absolutely wonderful, yes, she was, yes. But she became ill, and in time, she passed away.
But Tom Tate says he's been spared again and again in his life, and he's still waiting to find out why.
Mind you, I say it's Madam Fate. She's followed me the rest of my life, too. I'm 94, and I think still Madam Fate still has a purpose for me. I don't know what it is, but there you are.
Tom Tate, keep on keeping on. And thanks for sharing your story with Snap. That piece was produced by our own Anna Sussman and Renzo Gorio.